Okay, we are in the middle of Kaddish. It's a very long Kaddish. On page Kuf Tzadik Ches, he finally gets down to the Nusach of Kaddish, to translating the words of Kaddish. Obviously, he starts with a simple translation and then goes into a more in-depth explanation. So let's start with Nevar Bezus Hashem, on page Kuf Tzadik Ches. He goes through the language of the Kaddish, which I think most of us are familiar with. Hashatz v'gam oval ha'mishiyesh le'yartzayt sh'nitfa lo'y mekaddish v'ashliach shal tzibur. Pesach, he begins. Yiskadel v'yiskadei sh'mei rabosh, yiskadel v'yiskadei sh'moi ha'godol shal kaddish baruch hu. What does that mean? God's name should become big and holy. K'loy mer sh'midas ha'gedula sh'midas ha'chesed v'rachemim. We had many, many times that Gedula, Gadol, is always an expression of Chesed. Titoisef should multiply. V'chein Yisrabe, Inyan HaKadusha. So here we're saying, Yisgalav Yiskadish Mei Rabba, according to what he's explaining it so far, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Midas HaChesed to the world, we hope, should become more. And V'chein Yisrabe, Inyan HaKadusha. Ba'olma, in the world, Dibara kiruuse, that he created according to his will. Ba'ilam shabara kfirit sainai. V'yamliach malchuse. Ma'asher al ha'ilam shabara hu yizbarach ba'ilach ba'malchuse. In this world, Hashem rules in this kingdom. V'chal arbiya kula v'chal ha'metzius makira shmei sheshmei kama rabba. They recognize that his name is great. V'yesh mefarshim, that's one shot. Iskadov Yiskadesh, that his name, that the name of Chesed should become widespread. Yesh Mefarshim, Iskadov Yiskadesh Mei Rabba. Al Pimamor Amzal, Al Posik B'Shalach, Kiyat Al Keska. Chazal say, Kozman Shamolik Ba'olam, Ein Hashem Sholem. That the Shem Yud Kei, shows that Hashem's name is not complete until Mashiach will come and mispalel. She is Gadol Hashem Yeshmei Shem Yudkei Rabba Liyeshem Shalom. So here she Yeshmei Rabba, that the name Yudkei should become Yudkei Vavkei. That in this world Hashem's name Kaviyachol is not whole. Yudkei Vavkei is Hashem's name in a world of Gilushchena, and just the Yudkei is in a place of Hester. Well, this is meant as a schus for the nifter, that we express a wish that a Kaddish Baruch Hu's, that the Shem Hashem should be niskala in the world, which is the ultimate purpose of the Bria. By wishing that this happen, we're doing something that's a merit for the nifter. Okay. That's the ultimate purpose of the world, is that Hashem's name should be known.
I mean, so it's like it's indirect. If you sit and learn Torah in the schus of the mes, so you know it's something.
Rav Palm said he used to tell Niftarim when he visited Avelim, when he visited Avelim, I heard of him many times. He used to tell them that when he was 11 or 12, he went from his home to learn in Kovna, in Slabodka. And he was far away from home. There were no telephones. There was no regular mail service. And it was a 3 or 4 hour wagon drive. But there was a taxi driver who had a wagon. It wasn't yellow. A wagon driver who sometimes would take businessmen, to Kovna for the fair, for the shuk. And when he saw him, he would run over to him and ask him, how's my family doing? How's my parents? He would ask. And if his mother knew that the wagon driver was coming, she'd write a letter. If she knew in advance, she'd send a kugel. She must have heard this from me. So, but the way Rav Palm said it is, when you say Kaddish, it's like a regards. And when you learn, it's like sending a letter. And when you mazik laim de Torah, it's like sending a kugel. That's why he said it. Which means that you're right, the learning is something more than the Kaddish. And, so these people ask me, about, during the year, about traveling for a Kaddish. Somebody, I remember somebody here in Shula, who was traveling and saying, maybe it was the Yartzeit Shaila, I don't remember. He asked me, he's going he's going, he has to be someplace for business. And to go to Mechamarev, he's got to travel, I don't remember, let's say an hour and a half each way. But it's a yard side, or it's a condition during the year. So he asked me what to do. Look, I told him, you're not mechuyev to travel more than 18 minutes. So if you want to go, you don't want to go, I don't know what to tell you, but if you don't go, learn a Perek Mishnayis. Because according to this, the Perek Mishnayis is more than the Kaddish. And that's the way he explained it. So, okay. Anyway, HaKaddish Shalonu Hunasa Mekutzer, our Kaddish is really a short version, She'ena Mefaret Eich Yisgadel V'Yisgadish, that doesn't explain Yisgadel V'Yisgadish. Omna B'Kaddish Shalach Estimas HaGaylel Barminon, the Kaddish after we close a grave, Bar Minon is the Sephardic Chas V'Shalom. We say Chas V'Shalom, they say Bar Minon. Why Rabbi Schwab chose it, I don't know. The mace is referred to as Bar Minon? Oh, okay. I didn't know that. We see from we add the Nusach. Now, what he's saying here, I would think the Nusach we say by a Siyum or by a Kever is one Kaddish. And the Nusach we say the rest of the time is a different Kaddish. He's saying no. He's saying that it's just a shorter version of this Kaddish. So we say Skalavi is Kaddish, we're davening for the following. Maisifin. Ba'alma du osid l'schadasa. In the world, she'osid l'schadesh, which he will, renew. Ula'cheye meisaya, k'shbarhi chaye meisim. Ula'soke yosein l'chaye elma. Ula'lisasim l'chaye oilam, to bring that to an eternal life. Ulamivna kartad Yerushalayim, livnas Yerushalayim, Ushlachlo lahechola begavei lachayna bahecholai, Ulameka pochana nachra min ara, Vlakra vaydazar min ailam, Vasabachan dishmael asher, Shkinesh avaydaz hashmael makaymai. Now, here I want to point something out. This language which we say, happened to be today we had a Purim Katan, Suda and Yeshiva, so Derech Yeshiva, someone made a siyum to make it into Suda's mitzvah. So one of the Kailian guy made a siyum. So you were talking about this. The order of the Kaddish, listen to the order, there's something out of order. Ba'alma du'asid l'schadasa, Shem will renew the world. U'lachaye meisaya, t'chiesa meisim. U'lasoka yosein l'chayom, and give them life. U'lamiv dekartid Yerushalayim, and they'll build Yerushalayim. Sh'chol ha'echola begavei, and put the Beis HaMikdash in its place. And then, l'mekol p'chonu n'chro minara. And then rip out the Avodah Zarah from the world. It seems to be out of order. It seems, no, it should be, Shem is going to be oiker the Pulchan and the Chora. It doesn't necessarily mean Avodah Zarah. It means all the foreign, the order seems to be out of order. So there's a little dalet there, which sends you to B'chukai Sai, to his other sefer. And there, he translates the Mecca Pachana Nechara Ma'ara to mean that Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to cut out the foreign influences from within every person, within the people. That takes a longer time to happen. In other words, the Pachana Nechara, Pasha Pshara, means a foreign kingdom. He says there it means to rip it out from people. As Hashem will give us a holier life, and slowly it'll detach the so-called strange influences from us. Ulasava pochana dishmael asre, and return the serving of heaven to its place. V'yamlo kutshu b'richu b'malchusei v'yikare. Kadosh Baruch Hu will rule in his kingdom v'yikare and in his glory. Shem Kadosh Baruch Hu b'kvay hadar malchusei v'chein oimrim kadosh zeh b'siyam mesechta. Listen to what he says. Shema adam chai al pi teira. If a person lives the right way, hayachayav ke'en k'siva sefer, b'siyum achayim istayim ha-sefer. Nice word for a shleishim, no? Then when a person passes on, it would make a siyum. It's the closing of, it's the last chapter of his book. B'kadosh zeh miyuchad l'siyum. So this kadosh is miyuchad for a siyum. Why is it miyuchad to a siyum? What does the kasha do to siyum? I guess it talks about the siyum of Olam Hazeh as we know it, so I guess that's why it's miyuchet to a siyum.
According to the second shot by the Dalit, if the Avodah Zarah is in there, how do you marry all those things that come before it? In other words, first the Avodah Zarah.
Kadosh Baruch Hu has a very generous curve. He marks us in Olam Hazeh. The passing mark is 51. there's still 49% that's got to get ripped out later, right? But we have in this world a balance scale. So hopefully we'll merit it, and we'll still have what to clean out. Next paragraph: Loisha Yehudim Ha'elu Yiskayim Alachas Mamaruba. We don't daven that this will happen in the far future. No, Ela B'Chayechayin Uviyomechayin. He's talking to the people. He's got of his God, Shmei Rabba, Bechayechem, Ubechayechem, Ubechayechem, Israel. Bagolam means quickly. Maybe the only word that most of us, we know the Taich. But Agolam means quickly. How does Agolam mean quickly? Not sure what it's related to. Ubizman Koriv. Ashaynoim mean Amen, Shalom Eskim, Lachal Masha Ato Aimer. It's interesting. It's a Gemara. I think it's Rava that says in the Gemara about Ikvas and the Mashiach, about the difficulties of before Mashiach's time. He says, Yaisi v'lo yachmine. Let it come, I don't want to see it. We all want to see Mashiach, but all the sorrows that precede it, Yaisi v'lo yachmine. And here we say, B'chayichayin of Yemeichayin, that we want it to come in our time. So Rabbi Yaisen Eipschitz says that it depends. There's Bi'itai and there's Achishana. There's the time that Mashiach must come. And then there's the Achishana that if we're Zaychash, Mashiach will come earlier. He asks, the Gemara says, has a machlaik, the Mashiach comes in Nisan or in Tishrei. So how do we daven for Mashiach every day? Or Gemara has certain, Gemara says someone who makes a neder, he's not going to drink wine. The day Mashiach comes, he's asked to drink wine any time, because he can come any day. And the Gemara says, Nisan or Tishrei. So he answers that if Mashiach comes, Be'itai, then that's Nisan or Tishrei, and that's going to be all the tzaras that preceded. Achishana was echer for a early arrival, so that doesn't come with punishments. So the tefillah, B'chayechan of Yemechayin, with davening, that he come earlier than his scheduled arrival date, which we've been waiting for, and we continue to wait for with great hope. U'maisifin, Yeheshmei Rabbah Mivarach L'olam L'olamei Olmaya. Had a Rebbe, when we started Gemara, we used to get mixed up, everyone got mixed up with who's Rava and who's Rabba. One's with an Aleph and one's with a Hey. So he gave us a Simon. Yeheshmei Rabbah. The Hey is Rabba. The Aleph is Rava. Yeheshmei. No? Ever heard that? Okay. And a seventh grade Rebbe had simonim for everything. If I remember all the simonim, I'd know something.
Is that in
the zoo? Tom Retainer was his. Imagine you tell seventh graders, King Game with Tom Retainer. He said, Tom is a girl's name, you take a girl on a date. So Tom is a date. And after that, you remember it. Right? See, the yeshivas, they don't have that simon. Anyway, he explains Yeheshmei Rabbah Mivarach this way. This is a theme in a lot of Rav Hirsch and Rav Schwab's writing, that La'olam could mean two things. La'olam means eternally, and La'olam is a place, the world. So there's not really two meanings. La'olam is a expression, some expression of permanence. Now listen to how he explains here, La'olam La'olmei Olmaya. How do you normally translate it? Yeshmam Varach, La Alam, forever and ever and again ever. Okay, strange, forever and ever and ever. So he says the following. Eef Shalafarish Lalam Alame Almaya, Lenetzach Lenitzay Nitzachim, Shenenu Muvin. Why do you need more than one eternally? Eternally and an eternal, eternally. Nitzach Lafarish Lashon Ilamais. He explains the Lashon of worlds as follows. Hainu kama shibir ha-nefesh ha-chayim. Elu arba l'shaynais shal olamais. There are four worlds. La'olam is one. La'olmei is two more. Olmaya is oid echad. Keneged arba olamais shal atzilus b'riya yitzira asiya. Okay, there is a concept which probably comes from the Zohar, but it's mentioned in the higher level Balei Machshava and Nefesh HaChaim specifically, that there are four worlds. So many Hasidish Sidurim have in the different sections of the davening, they have on top. This Karbanis, Psukei Dezimra, Berachas Kriya Shema, and Shemini Esrei. So it says, Bria, Asiya, Yitzira, Atzilus, Olam. It goes through, each one is one of the Olamais. Now he gives a brief explanation of what it means, the four Olamais. Four Olamais are four levels of existence. He explains the following. The lowest world is the Olam Asiya. Nobody's going to understand this. Let me tell you the one explanation, I guess as a marshal, that I remember just as a guide to understanding what he's saying. You have a table. For the table to come into being, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to create Yesh Me'ayin, had to create substance where nothing existed. Then that substance had to take the form of wood. And then the wood had to take the form of a table. Even if you have wood, you gotta make a table out of it. So Asiya is the lowest level, is after God created the wood, you make a table out of it. Yitzira is creating the wood from the matter of the original Bria. And Bria, Bereishis Bara, is Hashem creating Yesh Me'ayin. Those are the three worlds in the physical world. Atzilus is a higher world. It's sort of, to explain it, to say where Hashem created the concept of things being created. You have to have the concept, and then you can create matter, make it into wood, and make it into a tree. So these are different levels of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's involvement with the world, each one more physical than the previous one.
It's the
Yehi
that Atzilus? The Yehi, is that the concept?
I don't know if it's
Yehi.
Or Yehi. It could be there's some connection to it. No, Zihi is the concept. It could be. Okay. Zihi explains as follows. Ha'olam Agashi Shalanu Olam Asiya. L'maylam Zihish Olam Ruchniya Nikra Olam Yetzira. Yetzira is when you take matter and make it into, when you take wood and make it into a tree, that's Olam Hazeh. You take matter and create wood, that's upstairs. L'maylam is Olam HaBriya Shel HaMalachim, which is the Yesh Me'ayin world. L'maylam HaKulam Olam HaNiskav MeHasagaseinu, the world that is above our understanding. Olam HaAtzilus. What does Atzilus mean? Malosh and Eitzel. Eitzel means next to. Shesamach Kaviyach LaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let's see if you remember to think about this tomorrow. That's the first level of your neshama. Purity. So the neshama starts tahira. Then Hashem took the concept of neshama and made it into something that can go down to this world. That's Bria. Ato yatzarta. What's yatzarta? So we said that if you take matter and make it into wood, that's yitzira. So how is that with the neshama? Ato yatzarta. Lo seis tchunais miyuchadais l'nishmasi. To give in the individualized nature to my neshama, each person's neshama, shtei davka ois neshama mechenes nikonais l'guf shali v'lai l'guf yishalachar. The personality, the identity is the third. Like you take the wood, you make it into a table, you take the neshama and the body and you make them together, you place them together, and you put them together in one body, So, it's a fine explanation of a lakai neshamish and a satavi. At least I can follow it. In Yehesh Me'rabba, it's a little hard to understand. We're saying Yehesh Me'rabba Mehorach, lo'olam lo'omei almaya doesn't mean eternally. It means in all forms of existence, so to speak. Lo'olam lo'omei almaya is in all forms of existence. And I don't know, it bothered me. I had a few times in Tetzaveh, I think it was. It says, L'chukas oylam l'dayraisam. What are the two languages? L'chukas oylam l'dayraisam. It sounds redundant. L'chukas oylam, for an eternal law. L'dayraisam, for all your generations. I wasn't sure. I was looking at this last week. I came to the Olam. I was wondering if L'chukas Olam has to somehow be translated differently. I don't know. It seems redundant. In Bai, it says L'chukas Olam Deraisam. That's by the mitzvahs of the night of Pesach in Mitzrayim. So there I understand there'd be a Havamina that just like putting the blood on the doorpost was only that night. So maybe the matzah is only that night. So you need l'chukas olam, it's a permanent mitzvah, the deraisam for future generations. So I can understand that. Yes, so that's not so redundant, because dorosam means forever, and then we add that's a bris. Chukas olam, the deraisam is, what? It's a bris forever. Chukas olam, the deraisam. Okay. Anyway. Now, hina hirenu chazal kolayna amen yesh meiraba b'chol kaychai kairin like zardinai. You're all familiar with this. If you answer, but with all your kayach, perishrash, you call kaychai b'chol kavanasai. Typical Rav Schwab. He doesn't like it means you scream with all your energy. He says aina yesh meiraba b'chol kaychai means chol kavanasai. Shani yesh meiraba b'rikus kol mashavtai. That's what he says. He says b'taisis b'shem sikta. Pirshushana b'kol ram, they should say it loudly. V'yeshchelak la'alacha, api ma'idekai melan. Shana amen lo yag biyakai liyasem nam avarech. Normally, the one who says amen shouldn't be louder than the bracha that he hears. Mashitas taisa dem melan zgam negeish mei rabba. Mashen ken l'rashi in lag biyakai yaser mei oimer akadish. So I would imagine that saying it loud is one thing, and having kavana would seem to be more of the intention. Okay, we'll finish Kaddish on Thursday, God willing.